Die kann jeder. So drum ist noch nur mehr so nicht als Wies. Tau, Bochen, Gehirn, war wie ein Wahmer hier, im Kremmel geben die Trumor. Chutz mit mir ist sie so, wie haben wir auch hier mich mit Ule, sie sind mehr es, nicht sie du, die haben immer Schwies. Next, you do, who worked on Shvi's. So Mimele, so it was the Mira Teire within the framework of the Torah, but it was the Mira Teire against the Torah. So because of that, so they were Mira Teire at the Torah, so it's only when it's on the cover of the Torah. Trumo, they're allowed to eat. Kochi, kochi, why should they be allowed to eat Mira Shvi's? I mean, without observing the Torah of Shvi's.
That is possible.
And like so age. that they were mere head latzmom. So mele, since they were mere head latzmom, so they're chosh. So
Bomer
afchim shvidule is mere tashke ashvis. Omru trudel. So in other words, so.
Even though they went up to the higher floor, to the roof.
Fully darken it to say. So
they removed
the stairway, the ladder. The stairway they removed. In order that Rishlokish should not go out with them.
So still there is an Isagazel.
So
now,
also the Kander Rabbechane. So Rishlokish came before Rabbechane.
But possibly this is.
So Rishlokish said about Rabbechane Zanukin, like Shimon Ben Yitzodo, he said, Pnei Odom, Hachshudim al Hashviz, Kshirim al Abashom.
Because if Mishnah doesn't explain it.
In other words, the Achoshet al Hashviz.
I mean, but
the Achoshet al Hashviz.
The Rambam passes like Hachshishes.
Hodom Oma, then he said, so at first, he said that perhaps this Chachom Manat Koshet should be to be in the best of Ibrahim. Because they are Choshed and Shvitz. They are Choshed and Shvitz. Then he said, Loikash, Mide de Habe, Ashmushere Yibok, Virabon and Achushvin Ayisok.
Because Mishnah says that, but the Chidush Yaran says that.
So the Gemara said, that we trace, that the Chachomim listened to the opinion of the three Reyebokor about the weather, but it was all right because they just listened. I mean, and who made the decision? The best, the Chachomim made the decision. So Mele here, so it doesn't matter that these two Chachomim, Rabbi Chiya bar Zanukeh and Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzodok, so they made the Cheshbeinis, because after all, they weren't Ma'abe Deshono. So the Chachomim were Ma'abe Deshono. So mainly it's all right. So Hodor Ma'aloidom, Hosom Hodor in Rabbonim Ve'apurul HaShaiti. They just listen to the opinion about the weather. But Hoche Kesher Shoyim, so they themselves made all the Hashbeinis, even though they weren't Ma'amad Shono, but they made the Hashbeinis. And no one else made the Hashbeinis. He called the Shoyim the people, and he called the Shoyim the people. Rashi doesn't mean that Chatakiran is on the Shoyim, that the Chas V'Sholim called Reb Chiya Bar Zanukia and Reb Shimon Ben Yitzchok Shoyim, Chas V'Sholim, who are the Shoyim? The Shoyim are the people there, and Reb Chiya Bar Zanukia and Reb Shimon Ben Yitzchok were Melam Yitzchusam, were Melam Yitzchuyan. So because they were The Rishoyim were the people that mocking, who were hearing in Shishlis, and who were pulling in Shishlis. They were the Rishoyim. But Reb Chiya Bar Zanukia, Reb Shimon Ben Yitzchok, they were only Melam Yitzchus. So since they were Melam Yitzchus, and then, so they were in the Kesher Rishoyim. So, He was a big Malbitz Torah, and he gave a shear for 13,000. For 13 Hebrews. So, Cheskiye Have Dorish Bechatzor Ribus for 11 Ribus. For 11 Ribus. Kioses Ancheren Vitzor Ali Yerushalayim. So Kosav Shabbat Piske, so Shabne put an inscription still, on a piece of paper. He should not be here. So and he threw that. In other words, that was a message that he sent to Sanhedrin. So Shabne visiayte ishlim, cheski visiayte lo ish. Shenema kin yoshoyim treichu keshes kin ochitzom alis. Habe komistab cheski. Oma avu mechas vishol natitayte kodesh bochum basarubi. Kilo mirubi mimsere yonen ame mimsere. Then he's because there are so many traitors, so maybe it's not the idea that Shbochum was a rubik. Doesn't that show that Chetzki is not justified in his refusal to surrender to Sanhedrin? to Sakhir.
This is not even Asmachte.
Bolo mi vom alei, we seem to be kesher lo khashe yim o mazeh kesher. Kelim ha kesher rishonim hu, vi kesher rishonim min im ami.
It's considered a knoi.
So in other words, we cannot adhere to the principle of Kherab wa Hathis. When there is a drone, it's constituted by rishoy, by traitors. Holach lachtze, we kemah vikibri bizdomit. Bolo mi vom alei. Maloch boi, miloch boi, ki choslav kocho boi kever, hine ad nishemit al kot yutu lo gever, oma rav yutu li gavri koshe mitzer, ve ot choate, oma rav yitzvach hanir, mame shepoch mitzaraas, nisham, ksi boch ho ot choate, ksi vos vatsof am yad, tzoni vitz de chot, zli vo kadur al eret, rach vas yedai mtoni, hu pike shkol bis adilo, vifichoch, nebach gvili li kol, ke avinovik, when he went out through the gates of Yerushalayim to surrender, to turn over Yerushalayim to Sancheire, also Gavriel. So Gavriel came, Ardeli Doshe Behapi. So he closed the gates before Behapi Mishor Sai. He closed the gates, so Shamre was given the opportunity to leave the gates of Yerushalayim. But all the servants saw so were not able to leave the gates because the gates closed. Mit Gabriel, ach, so the gates closed before the servants who were also willing to join Shabbat in going out to Sachir. So Sachir asked him, where are your servants? Because Shabbat told him that he has many followers, and it was true he had many followers. So, where are the servants? Here, Omar Hadrubi, they retracted the children of light. Only when he came, Achechuche Komai Chesbon, Nokuba Kokom, Vitoru, Zimbin Sasayer, the Migaron is like Kitzel of a God. All right, now, this Gemara has to be explained. Now, he says, so of course, Chas V'Sholem, V'Shlokish didn't say about the Vele Eilor, the Vele Eilor Rishoyim, Chas V'Sholem. He meant, he only said that since they were La Mitzchus and those who are Mizalzle Nisori Shviz, so Mele, they had the deed of Chshudim al HaShviz. Now, so the Mir is
said here, so there is a Haknoi Gmur, but I think that according to the Rambam, any Misachim in Kubi would be either allowed the Raisei of Misach, according to the Rambam Shita Misach. Now, but the Rambam,
also, we say, Now, the Miri was bothered by this Gemara. How is it conceivable, I mean, that Rish Lakish should say about Vele Eilor that they are shooting? So he says that he only called them Shudim al Derech HaSholeh. What does it mean al Derech HaSholeh? Al Derech HaSholeh means like this, because you see, usually when you say Choshud, so it means one is a Choshud because he's a Rosh. One is a Choshud on a certain level because he's a Rosh. Let's say who is Choshud and a Vele. Let's say someone who was found to sell Treves. And so he is a Choshud. So then he is a Choshud because of Rishis.
But
someone might become a Choshud because of excessive Tzidkes to
Ruben.
There is a tshuve in Shar Ephraim, the connection with the Achdomis. So there was a minhag, but at one time in many Jewish communities, Ashkenazi communities, so there was a minhag that first, the one who had the Aliyah and Shavuos, so he made the Brachot, Birkas HaTorah, the Birkas HaTorah for now, Then he said the first posik, Bachidesh HaShlishi, and therefore,
but he's able to
say the first posik. So then He said Agdol.
It is the same kind of love.
So
like,
that was the practice like that prevailed in many Ashkenazi communities. So the many Dinis who protested against that because it's against the Dinis.
So that's why they
I mean, but Akdomes, Akdomes is a piyut, is a shir that was made by certain person, by certain person in the medieval ages. And how can you, are you allowed to interrupt the Kriya with Akdomes? So certain Dinim changed the minute, changed the practice, and they said that they should say Akdomes before the Mivorich says the Mocha. That's the way we do it today. But
let's say
in many Jewish communities, Ashkenazi communities, so there that practice prevailed. And then there were many Chachmi Svardim who protested against the Svardim, the Chachmi Svardim were opposed to it.
So
the Chachmi Svardim wanted to change that meaning of saying Akdomes after reading the first posse of Achilles Hazeh, Bachidus Shlishi, not Bachidus Hazeh, Bachidus Shlishi, the first posse in the Kriya of Shmuel. So there is a tshuva. There is a tshuva from the Chachmi Ashkenaz to the Shara Frayim, and they asked the Shara Frayim whether the Chachmi Svar who changed the practice of saying Akdomes after the first Pasuk in the Kriya Zator. So first of all,
but
they changed it and they stopped the saying of Akdomes after the reading of the first
pasuk.
So now the Chachmi Svard introduced the practice that prevails today. In other words, that first you say Akdomes and then you say the Mocha. So there is no hefsek. So this is what the Chachmi Svard did. So some of the Chachmi Ashkenaz held that the Chachmi Svard did not accept. And so they contested the right of the Chachmi Svard in changing the practice that prevailed in Ashkenaz.
Whether it's
the practice that prevailed in Ashkenaz after that time was that first the Baal Kriya made one posse and then he said Akdomes. So then came along certain Chachmi Svard and they changed it and he should say it before he says the Baal
Kriya.
So certain Chachmi Ashkenaz sent the tshuva to the Shara Frayim. It's one of the first Jews in the Shara Frayim, and they contested the right of the Chachmi Svard in changing the minhag of the Ashkenaz for two reasons. First of all, they said that it's against the deen. It's against the deen. But to say Akdomes, in other words, it's against the deen on the contrary. They say that the Chachmi Ashkenaz says on the contrary that al pi deen, if there is a minhag to say Akdomes after the first posse, so we have to comply with it. And then they said if to the Shara Frayim, assuming that they are right in the Chachmi Svard, are right in their psak that it's against the deen to say Akdomes after the first posse, because it's a hefsek, they held that it's not hefsek. Because since there is a minhag, it's not hefsek. But assuming that they are right, but they cannot pass because they are chashudim. So because the Chachmi Svard never had a minhag of saying Akdomes, they never had a minhag. So they have no regard for the importance of this minhag of Akdomes. To Ashkenaz, so the minhag of Akdomes is a whole minhag. Mashiachin to Svard, they never had a minhag. So maybe they have an attitude of indifference towards the minhag of Akdomes. So maybe Achoshud Adovo, Luidon Evel Midek, since there is a
whole
Achoshud Adovo, Luidon Evel Midek, and the Shara Frayim agreed with it. So they said, Shara Frayim said that the Chachmi Svard, assuming that they are right in the Aloche, that it is a hefsek, But they cannot be down that child, because they are shooting. This is a shaila about the minik, whether the reading of Hadomes, which is a minion of a minik, so constitutes a hefsek al din or not. So since the chachmei svar to be never void of minik, so they did not consider that minik as something very holy. So mele the achshuli. So the sharafayim agreed. So we see that the halacha of choshev adomim doesn't apply only to someone who is choshev because he's in the
case of
now here the chachmisar was certainly not in the ares, but they didn't have the meaning of saying achdomim. So mele they were considered choshevim. So the sharafayim said they are considered choshevim because if someone does not have a proper attitude towards a certain minig, because that minig is not known among them. So mainly he's considered a choshev. He's considered a choshev. The Sharaf Raim passed. So the Chachmei Svar, assuming that they are right that it is a hefsek, but they cannot pass from the child, because a choshev cannot even pass from the child, because they didn't have the minig of Adomos. So maybe he's considered a choshev. So we see from this Sharaf Raim that the halacha of choshev al adomim l'idonim l'idei is not limited only to one who is choshev because he's an avari. Of course, if someone is an avari, so he's a choshev and l'idonim l'idei. But someone might be a choshev not because of avari, because of certain tzidkes, because so this is why the Shlokish considered them choshevim. When not Chas V'Shalem that he had certain misgivings about their tzidkes. He had no misgivings. On the contrary, they were Mlamed Zchus. They were Mlamed Zchus. And Rish Lakish held that we shouldn't be Mlamed Zchus. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that when is there halacha of being Mlamed Zchus, in other words, if you know a certain person, he is a tzaddik, and then you see that he does something that looks like an avodah. So you have to be Mlamed Zchus, like the Gemara in Shabbos with the Chosid Echot, one who is known to be a Chosid Echot, and then he acted in such a way that it appeared to everybody that he was doing something abominable. So they were Mlamed Zchus. But if you don't know a person, whether they're tzaddik or not a tzaddik, whether it's a tzaddik or it's a moshe, and then he's acting in such a way that it appears that he's doing an avere. So then there is no mitzvah of being Mlamed Zchus. On the contrary, he shouldn't be Mlamed Zchus. Now, if you see a certain person, he parks the car a block away from the shul, and then goes into the shul, because there is a bar mitzvah, there is a nufu from the shul. So, are you mechuyev to be Mlamed Zchus? Well, maybe the person's son, he's got a heart attack, and he's coming in the doctor, he's in the shul, and he has to pick up the doctor from the shul. I mean, you're not mechuyev to do that. It would be absurd to do that. In other words, there is a chiyuv to Mlamed Zchus if you know that someone is a tzaddik. So even if it appears to you that he's acting in a terrible way, like the Gemara in Shabbos, so you should attribute it to remote and causes. I mean, even though, but if you don't know whether he's a tzaddik or not, and he acts in a way of an avarian, so you have to. You have to be logical and say he is an avari. So that's why and Chiya Bar Zanuken, Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, they saw one person was plowing, then he was plowing and he was pulling, I mean, in Shviz, and they didn't know him. Neither Rish Lakish knew that man, nor Rav Chiya Bar Zanuken, Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak knew that man. So Mele, but Rav Chiya Bar Zanuken, Rav Shimon ben Yitzchak, because of Avas Yisrael, so they were Mlamed Zchus. And the people, they didn't know whether it was an avari or not. He was a stranger to them. They saw him working on the land. So they were Mlamed Zchus. And Rish Lakish held, no, that since from a reasonable point of view, so it appeared that they were avayonim. That's all. So they were avayonim. Saying the Omer had the Atzmon against the Torah, not within the framework of the Torah, but against the Torah, the Omer had. So Mimele, Kianim, the Sonim, I mean, they can eat Kochi Kochi, I mean, so why shouldn't they be allowed to do everything Ishvis, I mean, the Sonim, the Akiri? So the Omer had the Atzmon against the Torah. And Reb Chiya Bazanuke and Reb Shimon Ben Tzadok didn't know them.
So
and still the Omer Lamitzchus, so Mimele, he considered them a choshev. Not a choshev machmas rishes chas v'sholem, but a choshev machmas sitkes. But the halacha of choshev is not limited to one who is a choshev machmas avayones. So Mimele, since they were choshevim, so in this case, Rish Lakish held that they were choshevim because they were Mlami Tzchus and the Avayonim of Shviz. So Mele was possible. Of course they were Tzadikim, but since they were Chshudim, he made the time to hear why they were Chshudim. Just as Shara Freim said that the Chachmei Sparda Chshudim to consider the Shaila about Akdomes, because they don't have the Minik of Akdomes. So here, Rish Lakish considered these daily Yisroel as Chshudim. So if someone eats,
there is no malchus, but with Rabbanon it comes under the same, at the same type of isa. And isa, because with Rabbanon psarei v'cholov involves an Isra of Bosa B'cholov. Bosa B'cholov, the category of Bosa B'cholov, the type of Isra of Bosa B'cholov, is an Isra for which there is Malkes. But with Raisa there is no Malkes for Psarim B'cholov, for Psachai B'cholov, only Psar Behim B'cholov. But with Rabbonon, it comes within the category of Avira Sheish B'Malkes. So it's supposed to lay this in Rabbonon. If someone carries Nikamles, so too, mid Raise it's not Oseh, but mid Rabbonon it comes within the Melocha of Itzoye. And the Melocha of Itzoye is a Melocha for the Raise of which there is Misa and Chorus. So Mele, the Rabbonon of Melocha, so it's possible it's Rabbonon. If someone will wear climb in Rabbanon, so it will be postulated in Rabbanon according to the Rambam. But suppose someone will leave below the Tilas Yodai, according to the Rambam, it's a Nisal Rabbanon. Even if he's addicted to it, he will not be postulated in Rabbanon. Even after Achrozi, he will not be postulated in Rabbanon. So that is the Rambam. So now, the Rambam, so I don't think that even a Mazik be Yodai, Mazik, someone, let's say, who takes an axe and break somebody else's table. I don't think that will be postulated, according to Ram. According to some Rishonim, yes. But, so certainly, one who doesn't exercise the necessary care of his behemoth, and as a result of his negligence, so the behemoth is mazik, so he's not postulated as a rabbanon. But, migadli behemoth akor, rei behemoth akor, are postulated as a rabbanon. So the Rambam says, because they are rogil, to let their behemoths go to the Sodes Acherim to graze in others' fields. So that gives them a status of Igazel Rabbon. In other words, so we have something similar to in something similar, in other words, insofar as the Yisera of being negligent vis-a-vis somebody else's momen, so it doesn't make any difference whether one is rogil to let his behemoth go in another's field and graze, or he's not rogil, but he just did it once. Once he manipulated his behemoth should graze in another's field. So it's the same by Savera, whatever the Yisra is. But in order that the Gavre should be called a Gazlan Rabbon or the Rosh Rechomos, only if he's addicted. So that's they are addicted to allowing their behemoths to go to others' fields, to the fields of others, and graze therein. So then he has a shem gazlam derabonon. But if he's tam,
once or twice or even 10 times if he's not addicted, if that is not his general pattern of behavior of letting the behemoths graze in the fields of others, then he's not even considered the Gazan Derbala. So the same thing is true of Misachik B'Kuvyeh. So for a single Misachik Sichot B'Kuvyeh, so there is an Iser, Gezel Midrabala, Abba Gezel. But he doesn't have Ishem Gazel Midrabala, Ishem Rosh HaVichomas Midrabala, unless he is addicted to it, that Ein Leunes Elohim. There's the Shittes Rabbah.
So you'll see this Rosh Rambam. So the Rambam in Lechazil Leva Veide, in Lechazil Leva Veide. So he doesn't mention in Lechazil Leva Veide. He doesn't mention Psuedes. He only mentions the Iser of Misachri Bikur, and that's Gezel Midivrei Avagel. It's not Gezel Gomel, but Gezel Midivrei. So Aval Pishe Bertzin Abaylim Lokach. Heil vi lokach mom khavere bikhinom der schreit vi hito hare ze geize vi khok ayts mit vor meilo hat ge lotse ab vi gesel mit ibrahim why because it's not mit zene ate even though der am paskun das machte kan je kan am sagen der even though der am paskun like a fish is that this is not as mach this kind of thing is kan je it's not as mach and then der am says Vam Sachi Bikuvi Ma'akum, Ein Beisa Gezel. Aval Ein Yesh Beisa Yis Milom Tehwit. So there is no Yisa of Ava Gezel altogether. There is no Yisa of Ava Gezel altogether. Now, but here in Perik Vov Melchazil Aveide, he doesn't discuss the Indian of Psoedis. In Perik Yud Melchazedis, there we discuss the Indian of Psoedis. V'chein misachik b'kuvye, v'hu. Now you'll see that the Rambam, I mean, this is important, even though, I mean, it's more negeye in the sugye daf chovovo mitbeis and chov zayin. Insofar as the Rambam shite in psula yidus is concerned, so it's like this. Midraise de'atu rishoyim wachos leides. Either an avere, a roshe, or who is either an avere of mise, misasbez, mkores, mise de shemayim, malkes, bimezit, so then it's first ladies. Or one who is either an avere of chomos. What does chomos mean? Chomos means averes of likichasman. Averes of likichasman. Averes, so even though there is no malkes. That's psuleides in the rice. There are no psuleides in the rice except these two types of Rosh. But then with Rabbonon, so we also have two types of Rosh who are postulated in Rabbonon. One is, if the Avere is an Avere with Rabbonon, it is classified under a category that the rise of which there is either Mise Kores Mise Dishamayim or Mokis. Let's say, Michal Shabbos in Melochet Rabbonon. Michal Yontef in Melochet Rabbonon. Or he puts on, he don't say climb the Rabbanon, or he eats nivele the Rabbanon, or he eats psarei b'cholov, not if someone, let's say the Rambam Shita is, that one has to wait, k'moishei shois, to eat milk after you have eaten meat. Now suppose someone does not wait shei shois, will he be postulated in the Rabbanon? Will not be postulated. That's Tamid the Rabbanon. But if someone will eat Psarim B'cholov, then he will be postulated in the Rabbanon. If he will eat Psarim that was Nisbashel together with Cholov, then he will postulate in the Rabbanon. But if he'll be able to eat the Isur the Rabbanon, there are so many Isur the Rabbanon in connection with B'cholov, but not Mamish Psarim B'cholov. So then he'll be even easier, but he'll not be postal ladies in Rabbanon. So that's one category of postal ladies, Mitzat Rosh. If he's a very Rabbanon, that
that comes under a category that the reise of which there is mise or malchus. Then there is another type of postulates in Rabbanon, where a person is addicted to certain averas. He's addicted to certain averas. So you see the Rosh Rambam is, the first, you see, in Perek Yud, Miyuchas Eides, Aloche Aleph, and Aloche Beis, and Aloche Aleph, so he says that the Rosh is postulates. But then, in Aloche Gimel, he says that any avera for which there is misa or malke, so is postulates. Then, in Aloche Dalet, at the beginning of Aloche Dalet, he says, there is another Roshe that is postulates midraisi. That is averes of chomos. Of chomos midraisi. And then he starts discussing psul postulates midrabonon. So he says, v'chein kol hoi viral gezel shol divreyem. Hari u postulim divreyem. Keitzet ha-chamsonim v'im alikchim karka u'im mitaltalim. Shalui b'rtzin ha-baylim. Af al pishenistin ha-domim. Hari li psul midivreyem. That will still discuss. I mean, that is difficult. But v'chein orei echod rei beim odako v'echod rei beim ogaso shel atzmon harim psulim shechaskosom peishti yedeim begezel u'manichim behem tom viris b'sodei supadishin achirim u'fichoch stam rei posel. So, what kind of a gazlan does he discuss? One who is addicted to be married to somebody else, not if it's a single time he allowed his behemoth to graze in somebody else's field. And then he says, "V'chein amuchsim stomim poslim d'shachaskosom likach yisam midover hakotz of land." So in other words, they are addicted. Avog v'chein africhayenim d'shachoskes geishin yin shachirim v'chein seichay shvis ve'im bnei odom sheyeshvim pteilim v'chivim shebo shvis peishtim yedeyem. So he doesn't mention, according to Rambam, if one will do business with Pereshvis once, he will not be postulated, even with Rabbanon. But which kind of a Pereshvis is postulated with Rabbanon? So that is, if he's addicted to it, if he makes an umnes, Pereshvis ve'im bnei odom she'yeshvim pteilim. V'chiven shebo shviz peishtim yideyem maschilin liso v'litin b'perish shechaz kaseilu sheneisim perish shviz v'eschir v'chein misachi b'kuvye v'hu shalo iti yalo yumnes alu hoil v'lei neisi v'yishuv shalom harei ze v'cheska sheichov v'nakuvye shu avagez. So the Rambam equates seiche shviz and misachi b'kuvye, because in both, only if the ayeshim telling me they make an umnes. But there is no general psalm in Rabbanon for anyone who is ever avera is the raises or avera the Rabbanon. So that's the Shinas Rambam. Anyway, so the Shinas Rambam seems to be the way the Ram says it, the way the Lacha Mishnah says, and that's the Ram. But the two, the case of Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam paskens, like Chome Bachome, is based upon the Shite of the two in the Rambam. Yeah, all right, now. Malve beribis. Omar Rob. Leve beribis postulates. Vanant nan. Malve beribis. Milve habo beribis. So Rob says that a leve beribis is also postulates. Now there several shittas of Rashi. There is the shita of Rashi and the Rani is that even Malve Beribis Ksutso is not postulated in the Rais. And not the Steisve says, because not the Steisve says that Umalve Beribis Meir Beribis Enoch Tutso, but if Umayr Beribis Ksutso, we mashma leisa kibin taibin. So it's only because the Amir Heter against the Torah. No, the Rashi, Shittes Rashi in Rosh Hashanah and in Sanhedrin is that the who is postulates misadroshe the chomos, only one who takes momin shaloi midas chaver. Shaloi midas chaver. But Malve Beribis, the other fellow gives it to him. So it's midas chaveire. So mele he is not posoleides midrais according to Rashi. So even malchus. Then there is a shittes arisheni. Shittes arisheni. I think the Mukiyesef in his Meshach mentions it. I think that malve beribi is posoleides midrais, but leve beribi is true. Leve beribi is also posol. The Gemara says, "So my Rabbi, leave it because it's ladies." So that's only Rav. That's only Midrabon, not Midrais. That's not Midrais. Leave it because is not post ladies Midrais. So why? So the distinction is simple. Malve beribis, these Rishonim hold, is an erosh lechomos because it takes mom chaver. Now you ask, so but what? But after all, he takes it mitaite. How can he be considered Rosh de Chomos? So that doesn't present any difficulty. So in other words, if the Torah had mentioned the love of the ribis, we couldn't deduce it kawachina. If ribis is oser, which is given mitaite, so certainly gezel, which is balkor, is oser. No, we could say no. We could say ribis is also on the part of the leiva to give, so that's a special chiddush. So mainly you cannot deduce gezel because here we see that the Torah is makpit against this type of act. So chiddush, dafir leivos rachmona because of rachmona lav begezel mishum balkoch, avol inoy imavot. So if the Torah had mentioned the nisar of gezel. So I would say only Gezel is Osem, but Ribis is not Osem. Because Ribis is not Al-Kohen, it's Midait. So the Gemara, all that the Gemara says here is, that if the Torah hadn't mentioned Elisa of Ribis, so then I couldn't deduce it from Gezel. True, the love of Gezel is a general love not to take away somebody else's money, but there it's Al-Kohen, but Ribis gives Midait. So I couldn't deduce ribis from Gezel. But now that the Torah does mention a love against ribis, maybe the pshat in the love of ribis is that it's also mitzat b'chichas mom. And even though the Levi gives it to him in Daite, after all, he made the offer to give ribis as long as the malveh will lend him the money that he needs. So that's the gzeras hakosu. The true, it's given midaite, but why is it given midaite? Because under the pressure of the circumstances, so mainly it's not considered really midaite. Would any person be willing to give interest if he wasn't in need of the money? He is ready to give interest because he can't obtain a loan any other way. So mainly. He gives his consent because under pressure of the circumstances. So mele, it's not considered really midas. So that's why the Torah has it. But so it's osel, it's an iser of the kiras mamim. Oh no, just as Gemara says that if there hadn't been a law of ribis, we couldn't learn out ribis from Gezel because Gezel is me bal kochei. So even after the Torah does mention a lot, so it's not an Isser of the Kiras Mamim, it's an Isser. It's an Isser of Ribis. Voraye, the Torah asks in the Levi to give. So it's especially Isser, but it's not an Isser of the Kiras Mamim. It's not an Isser of the Kiras Mamim. Now, so we see from the Rambam. The Rambam says, now the Rambam Shita is, that Rosh de Chomos doesn't mean, I discussed it in the first period. So there is a, the Avishenim hold that Rosh Lechomos doesn't mean Davke Avera of Mikiras Mamein. Rosh Lechomos means Avera that a person does because of Chimud Mamein. So, and that even if a person will be Avera, Avera should not only mocking because of Chimud Mamein, he'll be a Rosh Lechomos Midrais. I mean, and there is a raya for it. The Gemara of Mumarech and Veles. So there's a machlekes abayim in Rove, but even Rove who says eichel neviles lehaches is kosher leiles, but it's not the Rosh Lechomos, but eichel neviles litovim is possible. And many rishonim say it's possible besides Rosh Lechomos, not because of Roshut, but because of Rosh Lechomos. So how do they explain Rosh Lechomos? Because he does it machmas momen. So we see that the pshat in chomos, certainly according to Rove, the pshat of chomos is not an avera of chomos of likichas momen, like Amnet Kaplan, likichas sheichat. But the pshat in chomos is an avera that one does because of greed, because of pecuniary greed, because of chimut momen. Because even avera from not only mokim, echel neveles l'teovim, and he eats neveles, because it's cheaper, because of greed. So it's possible this midrash. Now we saw at the time that according to Rashi, so in Ochaname when Rove says Mubarich on the Tovim is certainly possible, but only Haches is kosher. So the Tovim that is possible only Midrabon is possible. So that shit is Rashi. So it's Rashi Lishitose we said at the time. Anyway, the Rambam Shiti is that the Pshat in Chomos is not midrash. Chomos is not one who is ever averis because of chimut mamin, but one who is ever averis of likichas mamin, like Anet, Gazlen, Sheikhad, and so on. And still the Rambam says that Malve Beribi is possible leides midraise. Malve Beribi is possible leides midraise. So we see that the Shittas Rambam is that the Iser of Ribis is an Iser of likichas mamin. Because if the Rambam Shita had been that the Isar of Ribis is not an Isar of Nikiras Momin, so it wouldn't be possible Eides Midraise Mitzat Rosh Lechomos at all. It's an Isar like talking Lashon Hara. The same kind of Isar. Why should we possible Eides Midraise? So we see that according to the Rambam, the Isar of Ribis is an Isar of Chomos. It's an Isar of Nikiras Momin. You'll ask, what kind of Chomos is it? What kind of Chomos is it? But he gives it to him. He asked the Malve to lend him Beribis. The Levi asked the Malve. The answer is, true, he gives it to him. He gives it to him because of the pressure of the circumstances. So, mainly, it's not considered really Midas. Now, according to the Rambam. So, that's why it's Asa. Now, we have a Machlekes Rishonim. That involves us in a difficulty. Rambam says in Perik Dalet, Vilchas Malvele ve'aloche Yud Gimel, Heiru Miktas Hageni, Sha'aleve she'mochol limalve beribis, she'lokach menenu, oi she'osit likach, Aval pi she'konu miyodei she'mochal, oi nosam atone inimeil klum, she'kol ribi she'beilo michilei, Aval ateiro limochlo, ve'yosro michile zu, ולפיכוך אינם חילה מיילס בריבי אפילו בריבי של דברי. So there is a shittes hageni that mechila is not effective by ribis. Because what's the significance of mechila? Mechila is it's midaite. Every ribis is midaite. And still the Torah asked it. So what's the significance of an additional mechila? Every ribis has a mechila. So the Rambam says yearly, שאין אירוי איזו נחינו, אלא מאחר שאימרים למלווה להרזיר לה, ויודע המלווה של דבר איסר עושה, ויש למיטל ממנו, אם רוצו למחיל מייחיל, כי דרך שמייחיל הגזם. So the Rambam is חלק על השיטס הגנים. Now, the שיטס הגנים seems to be very mistaken. how can we say that Mechila is effective? What is Mechila? Mechila means it's Midaiti. Every Ribis is essentially Midaiti. Otherwise, it's not Ribis. So it's general. If it's taken against the will of the Leime, so it's not Ribis. It wouldn't be called Ribis. So it's not, and still the Torah has that. So what's the significance of an additional Mechila? So the Rambam says no. Why? So apparently the Rambam Shite, we become involved in difficulty in connection with other Shite, but not in connection with the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be very, very much Lishitosi, because the Rambam Shite is the two, you see that the Rambam holds that Malve Beribis Tzutzois is postulated as Miraises Rosh HaChomos, even though the Rambam Shite is that Rosh HaChomos doesn't mean just Averis Machmas Chimit Momen, but Rosh HaChomos means Averis of the Kiras Momen. What does it mean, Kiras Momen? Suppose you accept a gift, so it means Averis of the Kiras Momen, Shaloi Midait, Shaloi Midas Havere. So that's what Havere. So how could Malva Beribis Tutsov be postulated? It's Midas Aleve. The answer is, it's not really Midas. It's not. This is what the Torah tells us. This is what the Torah tells us. That that's the pshat. Of course, without the iser of ribis, so then I would say that this is that ribis is considered mamish midas. But the Torah asked it, and the Torah asked it because the das was obtained. The das takes place under the pressure of the circumstances. That's why. So the Torah asked it for Israel. So Mele, since the Torah asked it on the basis of the fact that it's given Midas not as a real gift, as a genuine gift, but only B'teras Ribis. So B'teras Ribis. So Mele, it's not considered fully Midas. So that's why the Torah asked it. Masha'im Kei, if afterwards he'll be Mechalim, believe Gomo. Believe Gomo, not because of the pressure of the circumstances, but believe Gomo. So then in Chaname, so then it's Muter. Then it's Muter. And it could be, let's say now, you see the Rambam. Now the Rambam discusses, well, I mean, it's difficult to explain on that basis, because that's dangerous territory. So in other words, the Rambam mentions Ribis in Chesmal Belevi. The Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't mention it in Chesh Mishpet. Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it in Chesh Mishpet, he discusses it in Yodei. I mean, it's a little strange. So you could say, but as I said before, that's dangerous territory, I mean, because you can come to absurd conclusions, you know, from such premises. So it could be, so of course, I mean, it's not dangerous in this case, because it just happens that according to the Rambam, so Ribis is an avir of the Kiras Momin. That's why he has to mention the Maor Veleive. And the Mechaber, he discusses it in Yeredeye. So apparently the Mechaber doesn't consider it as an avir of the Kiras Momin. It's not an Issa. So Memele, it's in Yeredeye. It's not a Chesh Mishpet. All right. You can forget it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, It's dangerous even in this particular case. All right. Anyway, so there are several shittas of Hashem. One shitta is the shitta of Rashi that even Malve Beribis Ktusov is postulated as only Rabbah, and even if he's not Mirahetta, where is Amazit Gomo? So he's only postulated in the Rabbanan, not in the Raise. Why? Because it's Midaiti. So the Shita of Rashi is that Ribis is not an Aver of the Kiras Mom. It's not an Aver of the Kiras Mom. It's a different kind of it. Then Shita of Rashi. Then there is a Shita of Rishenim that it is an Aver of the Kiras Mom. It is an Aver of the Kiras. And he's postulated in the Raise, Malvim, but only the Malve is postulated. But the Levi is only postulated in the Rabbanan. Why? Because in respect to the Leive, so it's not an Aveira of the Kiras Momen, it's an Aveira of giving Momen, not an Aveira of the Kiras Momen. So Mele is not postulated, he's not postulated with the rice. He's not postulated with the rice. Then the Shittas HaRambam is that both the Malve and the Leive in the Levi apostolates with Reis. That is strange. Why should it? So Bishleime, if the Rambam had agreed with the Shittes of Hashanim, that Chomos, by definition, mit Reise, doesn't necessarily consist of Averis of Mekiras Mami, but of Averis Machmas Chimud Mami, then we could understand. But the Rambam happens to hold that Chomos, by definition, means Averis of Mekiras Mami. So Bishleime, the Malvedor in the Sutsu, all right, it's Mekiras Mami. But Leve, why should it? So we have to say that inasmuch as the Torah asked ribis for the Malve and the Leve, and in respect to the Malve, it's an Avir of the Kiras Mome, and the Torah asked participation in that, in the Iser of ribis. So Iser of ribis, Iser of ribis, and the Leve also. So in Melee, it's considered an Avir of Chomos, even with Gabi Levi. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim, I mentioned when I learned the first Perek, I think I mentioned that the Rishenim who hold that the Yiseh Ribis that is incumbent upon the Levi is contingent upon the Yiseh Ribis that is incumbent upon the Malve. In other words, suppose you have a case where the Malve is allowed to take the ribis, is it incumbent upon the Leve? Is the Leve allowed to give him or not? So the Arishenim would say that where the Malve is not muzak to take ribis, so Mimele, let's say, not the situation, it's a very simple case. Let's say the Malve is a Yisrael Kosher, and the Leve, the one from whom the Malve collects ribis, is a Mumal Achs. Now, there is a Machlekes Rishenim about that too, whether a Mumal Achis is called Ochicho or is not called Ochicho. But let's say the Arishani would say that the Mumal Achis is not called Ochicho. So Mimele, since he's not called Ochicho, so if the Malve is Yisrael Kosher, he's not the Mumal Achis. And the Leve is a Mumal Achis, so the Malve is allowed to collect tribis from the Leve. He's not Ochicho. But, so the Leve, the Malve doesn't, the Leve cannot be considered as an ach like Abi the Malve, but the Leve cannot say the Malve is not an ach like Abi me if the Leve is a Mumal Achis. So the Argishenim would say, that even though a Mumal Achis is not a Chicho, so Mele the Malve will not be even the Yiseh. Of ribis as such, when he collects ribis from the Mumal Achis the Leve, but he is still not allowed to collect ribis from the Mumal Achis the Leve because of Lifnei Evil. Because Bishleimehi, so he's allowed, so he's not Muzer and the Yiser of collecting ribis as such, because he's not a Chicho. But the Malve is certainly a Chicho vis-a-vis the Leve. He's a better Jew than the Leve. So Mimele, he's not allowed to give him ribis. If he's not allowed to give him ribis, so Mimele, the Malve is not allowed to take the ribis because of Lifneive. And Lifneive, because of Lifneive. But the Aru say, no. Inasmuch as the Malve is not even on the Yiseh of taking ribis from the Leve, the Mulachis, so Mimele, there is no. So he can take it, and there is no Lifneive in taking it from the Leve. Why? Because the Leve's Yiseh of giving ribis is contingent upon the Malve's ribis. So these Rishenim hold that the Yiseh of giving ribis that is incumbent upon the Leve is not an independent Yiseh. It's based upon the Yiseh of the Malve. So in other words, the Torah assert this Aveir of the Kichas Momei even upon the Leve, who participates in the act. in the act of the Chichas Rivis by giving the Malva Rivis. So that's the Shittas Rambam. So that's why the Rambam says that even the Leiva Rivis is postulated with the Raises in Rosh Hashanah, because two, he doesn't take, he gives. But the Torah after the giving, the Torah not only after the taking of the Rivis, of this moment that is considered Shaloi Midas, so the Torah answered the participation by the levels. So Melech is also called the Rosh Chomos. I mean, that's the Shittas Rambam. So we have three Shittas. We go with it. We go with it. Oh my God.